Welcome to the OutVenture Podcast.
Powered by Riverside FM.
We celebrate the incredible stories of Black individuals redefining the outdoors, highlighting those breaking the mold while finding joy and freedom in nature. Each episode features inspiring guests who share their journeys from hiking to camping. We explore it all. Join us as we uplift voices often unheard in the outdoor community. Let's embrace the beauty of the great outdoors together.
Hey guys, and welcome back to OutVenture Podcast. I'm your host, Brandi Samples, and today we are diving into a conversation that's both personal and powerful for myself. It is representation and access to the outdoors. Joining us today is our co-host and outdoor enthusiast and influencer, T. George. So welcome, T.
Thanks for having me.
Do you want to tell our listeners a bit about you and what you do?
Yeah, so I'm based out of Atlanta, Georgia. I'm an outdoor and travel content creator. So I like to showcase places in the Southeast that you can go to get outside for a little adventure. And I also host group events. I do international group trips. I do local group trips. And I also do group hikes.
That's wonderful. So what first drew you to hiking? Tell us how your whole adventure began.
Yeah, so I actually always wanted to be an influencer since my sophomore year of college, and so I wanted to do travel. I went to Cancun, Mexico for the first time, and it was the first time being out of the country, and I was like, wow, the water's so blue, it's a different culture, like, this is the coolest thing ever, like, I want to travel more. Came back to the States, saw, you know, I was on Instagram, I saw this couple, and I was like, oh my gosh, they travel the world for free, this is their job, that's going to be my job, like, that's what I want. And so when I graduated college, it was 2019, and that was the year of Bali. Like, everybody was going to Bali and going viral. So I was like, okay, well, that's what I'm going to do. So I told my boyfriend at the time, my now husband, I was like, okay, so I booked us a 3-week trip. We're going to go to Bali. We're going to go to Singapore. We're going to go to Thailand. And then I'm going to be an influencer. And like, that was like the plan. That was the goal. And that's what we did. And we came back and I was posting, but I wasn't consistent. And also, Instagram wasn't videos yet. It was all photos. And I think like a month later, they became videos. So it was just bad timing on that end, but at the end of the day, I wasn't consistent, so nothing happened. And then COVID hit, you know, a few months later, and I was like, dang, like, I guess this dream is up, but I still love shooting content. I still love doing photography, so I just Googled things to do in Atlanta, and one of them was hiking. And so, like I said, I still love shooting, so I went and started shooting my hikes, and I fell in love with it. I fell in love with being outdoors. I fell in love with trying new trails, started posting about it, and it blew up. People were like, oh, this is not Atlanta. Like, what are you talking about? This girl's lying, you know? And so I think all those factors just kind of blew up, and then it became my career.
And how long have you been on this journey of just hiking and not traveling around? I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say is not having broad travel content, but finding your niche of exploring different trails and areas around the Southeast.
Yeah, I think from the moment when I started hiking and started posting those videos about it and I started getting traction, like, that's, I've been in hiking ever since. That was, I want to say, in the 2020.
Okay, so you've been doing this for a minute.
Yeah, it still feels like a short time frame, but when you put it in that perspective, like, yeah, I've been full-time for 2.5 years now.
What was your, like, were you nervous to book a 3-week trip to a country that you've never been? Was your partner or your boyfriend at the time, was he just completely down for it? Or did he, be like, what are you doing?
He's always been supportive. I love that about him. He's spontaneous. I was not nervous at all. I was like, we're going to figure it out as I go. I'm like, I'm an on-the-fly person. He's more logistic. Like, it's how we work, because he's like, wait, how much is it going to cost? Like, what do we need to budget? Like, all those things. So, like, that was important to have. But he wasn't, when I tell you, he just goes with the flow. In Thailand, okay, we got to pack our bags. And he's like, oh, we're leaving already? I'm like, no, we're going to another country. And he's like, oh, we're going to another country? I'm like, yeah, like, let's go. Like, you know what I mean? Just go with the flow. Didn't really know what was going on. Ever since then, he asked me a lot of questions. So, like, that was like the turning point. He's like, oh no, I just can't go with the flow anymore because I don't know what happened.
I need to know, where are we going?
He asked me a ton of questions out anytime we leave the house. Like, what's going on? How much is it going to cost? Like, all the things.
That's me. I am very much like, let me just book it and then figure it out.
Yeah.
You know, for the most part, like, money wise, I plan very strategically. But as far as like the trip, I want to plan it. And then I'm just like, you know what? Let's go. I can see, I want to see as much as I can see in the world before I'm no longer on it. Yeah. Are you an Aquarius by chance?
No.
You're not. Virgo. Okay. I'm an Aquarius. We are very much like the seat of our pants kind of situation. And what roles has nature played in your like self-care or healing as you've been going along your journey?
Yeah, it's a big part of my life. Like, there's just no going back, especially like when I love being around the water. It's like just finding like a nice peaceful river or like hiking to a swimming hole. I mean, I could spend all day there. Like, I can just bring a little blanket, bring some food, and that is like the best day ever. We just had that actually last week. We had a really great day out in the mountains, but it is just like an escape. It's like the moment you step on the trail, it's a fresh breath of air. Like, you're no longer worrying about all of chaotic things going on in life, right? You're just like, okay, let me get to this waterfall. Like, just worry about the next step in front of you, because honestly, there could be a snake or there could be a root that you can fall over. You know what I mean? So you're not, like, nothing else is on your mind but the fresh air and just getting to the destination of the end of the hike.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like hiking, the way that it affects your mental health and brings you grounded and push you back. I know people say, like, get back to nature, but it really does bring you back to nature. I mean, once I get past the fact that, you know, my lungs are about to explode, I love the fresh air. I love being out there. To me, it's like I'm more of the destination versus the journey kind of person, mm-hmm. whereas my partner is the opposite. He loves the journey, you know? Mm. So, and I love the destination. Like, I want to get to the waterfall, mm-hmm. you know? And so, like, I'm just solo focused on going to that. You know, so it makes me feel like sometimes I need to stop and smell the roses, you know?
Yeah.
So I think people that are super busy in their lives, chaotic, families, kids, work, whatever, going out into nature, it really grounds you.
It does. It's really healing. It's super healing, and it's just a safe space. Like, that's what I think about. It's just a safe space, and well, everyone feels welcome. It's low cost. It's therapy. That's what it is. It's therapy.
You're right, and it's cheap therapy. I absolutely agree. So, speaking about getting back to nature, how has your identity as a Black woman shaped your experience in outdoor spaces?
Can you elaborate? What do you mean?
Yes. So, do you feel like Black people in general in the outdoors, do you feel like we get out enough, or we are exposed enough to the outdoors? As someone who, like yourselves, who is constantly being outside, going on hikes, doing these adventures that typically weren't available to us, do you feel like it makes you a different kind of person? And not just like a different kind of Black woman, but do you feel like that affects your being in outdoor spaces so much? Do you feel like it affects your life in any way?
Yeah, I definitely feel like being a Black woman and having experiences I have in the outdoors, it just makes me want to share it. Like, that's just the main driver, I would say, is because it's like, if these beautiful places exist around me, and like people who've lived in Atlanta their whole lives have no idea this exists, like, can you imagine how powerful that would be for them to see this place only 20 minutes from their house and know that this exists, and they can get out and feel like they're in a whole new city, a whole new vibe, you know, and just like escape whatever they have going on in their lives, and just finding community. I think that's the biggest thing too. It's just like, I want to create this safe space where, you know, generally you don't see people of color outdoors enjoying it. And I want to showcase that this is a place where you can go and heal and be welcome and feel safe. So I think the biggest driver is that being a Black woman who gets to have these incredible experiences is I just want to give back and give these experiences to other people too.
Do you feel like you get feedback from your audience or your followers, I should say, where they're saying, hey, you've shown me this and it's changed my life, or thank you for showing me this because I didn't know it was possible?
Yeah, for sure. I think like a lot of DMs and a lot of women particular will DM me and say like, hey, I took my family here, it was incredible, like I would not have known about it if I didn't see your post, or, you know, I felt safe because I saw that you went. People do ask me like, what was your experience there, did you feel safe? So a lot of people like are wanting my feedback before they actually decide to book or decide to go somewhere. But yeah, I think seeing someone who looks like you doing the things that you want to do or look cool, that's like the first step, right? And then it just helps break down those barriers. And then even further, having a community where they can go and not be alone. I mean, again, I'm just trying to break down those barriers like one step at a time.
The fact that you said a lot of women will DM you and say, I know this was a safe place because you went there, is literally one of the reasons that I like doing this podcast. Mm-hmm. Because a lot of the times, I think other races take it for granted that we even have to do things like that, right? That we have to check anytime I go anywhere, even within the States, but especially outside the States. I literally always type in my Google search, is it safe for Black women? Right? Can I go with it to this? Can I be in this space? I'm probably going to go anyways, you know? But I want to know, like, I want to see other Black women's experience. So I'll YouTube and I'll look for other Black women that have gone to this place that I want to go, because I want to see their experience, you know, and see how their interaction was. Now, I don't base, like, we're all different, right? We all grew up differently. We all have different outlooks on everything. So I don't base my entire trip around someone else's experience, but I do like to get an idea about where the place is, you know, what's going on. And because here in the U.S. anyways, enslaved Africans were forced to work on these lands under horrible conditions, I think it, down the generations, being out in nature and hiking, we do probably still have some tragic legacy tied to these rural spaces.
Oh, we do, for sure.
Even if we don't know it, right? Even if we don't feel it in our everyday. So I love to see that so many Black content creators are getting back out into nature and just showing everybody that these really cool things exist. They're not that expensive to do. Literally everybody can do it. I do feel like land ownership has definitely affected how we as Black people see nature and relate to nature. Do you agree with that or disagree?
Land ownership as in like the government owning it?
Right, like because like how we weren't really allowed to own any land after emancipation. Many of us just did like sharecropping and stuff, and so we might not have that joyful connection to the land.
Yeah, know? No, I definitely think that had played a part as well, like with allowing. Because I know when, even to this day, only 6% of Black Americans visit national parks. I don't even know if it's Black, I think it might be all people of color visit national parks every year. And then the national parks were segregated to begin off with, to begin with. And then even when I started hiking, my grandma would say, like, you know, just be careful because back in my day, you go in the woods, you never came out. You know, so it's so many barriers starting off with slavery and what that led to. And when it comes to people's mindset with the outdoors, people of color getting outside. So, yeah, I think it's a big part.
How do you think the outdoor industry could do better to support diversity and inclusion?
I have a lot of ideas on this. I think one, the very first thing is to know that you are speaking to a different audience, right? Because their whole time frame of however long they've been in business, they mostly cater towards one community. And so you cannot just rope us in to that community because our mindset is so different. Our experiences are so different. And so like with, say for instance, you a company and you host camping experiences. I personally would say like, let's do a camping experiences for beginners, like cater towards that because that's who we are. We're all beginners into this outdoor space. And I know I saw one company do like a BIPOC, BIPOC, like only camping experience. I thought that was really cool because I saw this one camping experience and it was like catered towards our community, but they were trying to do an 8-mile hike one day, 10-mile hike the next day, 6-hour kayaking trip. And I was just like, first of all, it was really expensive. Right?
Yeah.
A lot of people are not going to try to do something for the first time and spend what they could spend going to Mexico or going to
Jamaica.
Second of all, they're beginners. You're going to put them off in the outdoors before they try it. You know, and so I think like the main thing is just how you communicate. Because you are talking to a different community. We don't know what we're doing. Like, you can't just assume that I know to bring when I'm going camping. I've never been camping. Like, for instance, like, when I say people don't know, like, I host camping trips in Atlanta, and people ask me, are there going to be bears? They just don't know, you know? And so you have to make sure that you are answering every single question that could ever possibly come into someone's mind who's brand new to this. You have to make sure that you are giving payment plans, because you can't just assume someone has $1,000 to drop and be due next month. you know, all those things that the typically in privileged white communities, they have that money because they grew up in the outdoors. They grew up, you know, owning Patagonia and these expensive brands. But on the other side of it, that's not the case. And so, again, you're trying to welcome them into this new space. And the best way to do that is to break everything down step by step.
I absolutely agree with you 100%. I've talked about this before. 6 mile hike, even though I hike, is still ridiculous. You know, like, I'll do it, but, you know, that seems like a lot for a beginner.
It is.
You can walk 6 miles. I mean, and you're saying it in the perfect way, because if someone goes to Disney World, they're walking 21 miles in a day, right? Mm-hmm. But when they're looking at like an actual hike, 6 miles, 10 miles seems a ridiculous amount of time.
Elevation.
Exactly. So I 100% agree with you. Do you ever, in your position, reach out to these companies with feedback? Say, hey, like, you're doing that wrong? Or do you just say, you know what, I'll take over and I'll do my own hikes and get the word out that way?
Yeah, I always give feedback whenever I can. Like, if we've worked together and I, like, on a group trip, or if they're telling us thinking about doing a group trip, like, I will give them my feedback, especially if they're trying to cater towards my community. Because, again, you know, a lot of them just assume, like, oh, outdoors, like, this is just how people who are outdoorsy. And it's like, they're not outdoorsy yet. They're trying to get there, right? So I think it's just a mindset shift that I try to educate people on. Payment plans, like, all those things that we need in order to even get them over the hump of even being interested. Because the moment someone sees that price and then it says due in 30 days, I mean, come on, you already lost them. So I think I just try to educate as much as I can from what I've learned over the years doing it, doing my own group trips and talking to my community and seeing what their experiences have been. Because I didn't know all this to begin with, you know? I had to learn as I go as well. So I, you know, it's no fault of their own, but again, it's talking. I think that's the biggest thing you could do, is talk to the people you're trying to cater to, because you don't know where they're coming from until you have that conversation.
Absolutely. I agree. And I mean, I'm trying to get focus and highlight on other things, right? Because the Bahamas is great. Cruises are great. Jamaica is great. But there's so much more to the world than those particular things.
Yeah.
And every time I pull up a YouTube video on Black travel, a lot of it is that, you know, the Caribbean. And I just want us to be doing other things. And so my boys and my partner, we're skiers.
Oh, nice.
Well, he's been skiing since he was 7, but I just started in the last couple of years, and it's something that I really like. And I like when my boys are out and they see other Black people out there doing it. You know, like, I don't want them to be in a space where they are the only Black people, Black children, when they grow up, the only Black men that are there skiing. I want it to be the norm that they look up and they see a Black family and they don't even think twice about it. You know? Mm-hmm. Amazed. They're not looking at each other in amazement. Like, what are you doing here? You know, I want all of that stuff to be natural.
That just made me think about something. I worked at a ski company last year, or the before, I can't remember when it was, but they were so great with diversity. They were so great with it. They reached out to me, and I saw their socials. They reached out to a lot of Black creators. On top of that, they reached out to community. I was in, like, 1 hour outside of Denver, so I was in Colorado. On top of that, they reached out to communities in Denver who, like, for instance, you know how I host group hikes, they would reach out to communities in Denver who host events with Black people. So there's this one group that was, like, called Ski Noir or something similar to that.
Okay.
Name. But when we showed up that weekend, like, we had no idea that that was going on, but when we showed up that weekend, they were hosting a community event for Ski Noir. So when I tell you that whole mountain was Black, you plug them in. So awesome they do that. It's Winter Park Resort. Hour outside of Denver. They are incredible, very beginner friendly, great guides. It was just an amazing experience. They were like, oh yeah, we do this all the time. Like, when I tell you, they were just so big on diversity. They put their money where their mouth is, and I love to see that.
Absolutely. And I wish these companies, I feel like with the whole Target situation, companies are, will see it, but I wish they realized that Black people will spend money. There's something that we like and something that we feel comfortable and included in doing, we will do that all the time and we will spend the money. I think that, unfortunately, a lot of it goes back to our past, right? Segregation, and we were excluded from national parks and forests, beaches, campgrounds. None of this stuff was available to us because we would have been doing this stuff for years. So this wouldn't be a thing where we're out here now trying to push snowboarding on kids, you know, because they would already be doing it. And I just think that I want to see more and more and more of us or people that look like me going into these spaces, no matter what it is, you know. And I try to get my kids to do things that are out of the box because, you know, because I just
rock climbing.
So my oldest one is scared of heights. He will not rock climb, but the little one will. The little one will do it. But the oldest one, he just went scuba diving this year for the first time. He's really into water. They both are little fish. And so that's his new thing. And they snorkel a couple times a year. I just want him to be exposed to as much as possible. And it's my goal to do it. My parents did it for us. Mm-hmm. And it's just my goal to have more kids, right? Because even at their school, I want them to be like, oh yeah, my parents did this, so that way the other kids will go and ask their parents. I also want to do that, you know?
Yeah.
Did you grow up doing, I'm saying out of the box, but in quotation marks, things that aren't typically considered what we do? No.
I was a Girl Scout for maybe 1 year. I don't know how long it was long, but I know I was the only Black Girl Scout.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think. No, we pretty much did everything. We do. Yeah. I don't know. It's like, even when my mom was not a big one, so I know when I started hiking, she was like, you going outside in the woods? You know, she was like, what? So, no, I didn't do anything.
Oh, my parents were not outdoorsies at all. My mom actually did the exact, because I would go by myself. And she would be like, you're going by yourself? I don't know if I like that. I'm like, nobody's out there. It's 8 o'clock in the morning. And it's true. I would be the only person out there. You know, maybe I'd pass some old people hiking or whatever, but I was the only person out there. So, they very much, but that's like parents just wanting to be safe, right?
Right.
Yeah, but they were very much like that. But, you know, we did a lot of typical things. But also, I grew up Navy, right? So I
did too.
Oh, wow.
20 years in the Navy.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah. My dad was in there for 32 years.
Yeah.
So we grew up pretty diverse like you, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I got to see a lot of things, and I feel very fortunate about it. And so it's just my goal and my dream to get as many of us doing it as possible. What legacy do you hope to leave through your outdoor adventures and your work?
I would love for it to just become the norm. Group hikes, group trips, people of color. Like, you're just gonna see us outside. Like, I want it to be a safe space. I want there to be more. Like, I know of two in Atlanta. There's Peace in the Wild, and then there's Black Hiking Club. But I want there to be a ton of us. I want there to be 10 companies that are putting on these group trips, because I want it to be like, oh, I can't make this one, but I can go to this one because so-and-so has this one going on. I want people to continue to get inspired and want to continue to get outdoors and just build their own community, because there is a lot. I mean, those are the only ones I can call off the top of my head, but no, there's way more than just those two. So no, I met this lady who does one for older women, and they just go hiking together. So there's a ton of them, but I just want people to continue to get inspired and just continue to create their own communities. And the next thing you know, you're looking up and everybody is outside on the trails.
Absolutely. And it's good all around, too. It's good for our health, you know, because a lot of us suffer from high blood pressure and diabetes. And getting out there and changing our lifestyle will literally change our existence, change how long we live, change the culture that we're passing down to our children and the generation after that about being healthy and getting outside. I absolutely love everything that you stand for. What's your dream hiking destination that you haven't done yet? Or even travel destination, if you want.
Okay, travel is Greece, because Mediterranean food is my favorite. Oh my gosh. There is not nothing you can put on my plate that I will not eat if it's Mediterranean. I love it to death. So I just want to go to Greece so bad, just so I can eat. I don't even care about hike. I just want to eat. I want to be sitting outside by the beach, looking at the water, and just stuffing my face. So Greece is high on my list. Hiking, I gotta say Iceland. Iceland is high on my list for hiking.
Mine too. Oh my god, that is my top five. That Machu Picchu and Iceland are my top.
I did Machu Picchu last
year.
You
did!
Yeah. 10.
Okay. Yeah.
Absolutely worth it. And the food in Peru, too. Apparently, I'm a foodie. That's all I want to talk about. But the food in Peru is really good, too.
You can branch off and do both.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I love Peruvian food. So I cannot wait to go. But yeah, it's so crazy. Iceland is top of my list to go, places to go. I can't wait. So, wait a second, I'll edit that part out. Legacy of land disposition, exclusion, racial violence, has all shaped the complex relationship between Black communities and nature, but it's also given us a rise to powerful movements like yours that are focused on healing, reconnection, justice, redefining what it means to belong in these spaces and to be safe. Dee, I want to thank you so much for joining us today. But before we wrap it up, tell everyone where they can find you online and follow your adventure.
Yeah, so I'm pretty much a sip of tea. That's a sip of T-E-E, not the T-E-A version, because tea is my name. On every platform, you can find me on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube, and my website is asipoftea.com, and that's T-E-E.
Thank you so much for tuning in today, guys, for this episode. We hope that you found this discussion both insightful and inspiring. If you enjoyed the show, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review at your favorite podcast platform. Follow us on Instagram at outventure_podcast for updates, behind the scenes content, and sneak peek to upcoming episodes. We hope you appreciate the channel. We love you. We love your support. And we will see you at the edge of the map.
All right, fellow explorers. That's a wrap on another Outventure podcast episode. To keep the adventures rolling, don't forget to subscribe, follow, and give us a like on YouTube, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast fix. Your support helps us bring even more amazing content your way. And if you're feeling that extra spark of enthusiasm, join our Patreon community for exclusive behind-the-scenes content, bonus episodes, and even the chance to win some seriously cool outdoor gear. See you at the edge of the map.